So my name is David Gross, and I'm the director of the KITP, and I'd like to welcome you all to Santa Barbara. Many of you have been here before. How many of you have never been here before? My God. Okay, well, I hope this isn't the last time. And I'll remind you all that, you know, we are always interested in new ideas for programs, like the program in Lansing that's beginning and will run through the fall. And if you have ideas, please come and talk to me or submit a proposal. And you too can have the pleasure of organizing the program and spending a few months out here. So today's a good day for cosmology, it seems, as you know. This program on lensing seems to have gotten off to a good start. We heard a wonderful talk yesterday, for those of you who are here, summarizing for the rest of us the field, which I must say has really grown into an incredibly powerful tool. I imagine this is not real time, rather a simulation, but it is quite remarkable. I mean, I remember, although I'm not at all in the field, I do remember years and years ago being shown the first pictures from HSD and others of the first lenses that were clearly becoming a astrophysical tool. And It's just amazing how far this has come. Yesterday we were told that lensing can now detect objects with an accuracy of 1 part in 10 to the 12, which is it's a bunch of stars in a galaxy far away, and that begins to rival the kind of accuracy that we're accustomed to in particle physics, or that we dream of in particle physics and sometimes get close to. So it is a remarkable field, and this sounds like an extraordinary conference, and we hope that it will give a kick to the workshop that will continue later. And with that, I will turn over the chair. I will turn over the microphone to the first session.
Thank you. Good morning. Please. Good morning, I'm Magda Naboldi, and I'll be your chair for the first session. And we have a really important agenda this morning, and I will start with a series of announcements that I've been asked to show, but if it works. We didn't check it. Yeah, okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, we go from... Can you see it? Oh, it's a bit weak. Okay, there is a series of announcements here that I've been asked by the organizers to show, and they go from the simple one to the more complex. Please look for, if you need help, look for the staff members available, and they should all be wearing name badges. Another important information here, please make sure when you require your parking permits to have an A permit as a visiting faculty. Information about the wireless access, KITP conference, no password. And perhaps you have already found your way to the bathroom. It is across the courtyard and for men and women. How come that there is an S over there? The food will be served in the courtyard. Please make sure you wear your badges, otherwise they won't give you food. And also there's going to be computer rooms upstairs for those of you who don't have the laptop here, haven't set the wireless connection. Please pay attention, you've been recorded. Whatever you say is going to go on the web and iPod. So, beware. And actually, I've been asked as a chair to make sure that the microphone is on. So you'll be broadcasted. And we run a tight schedule, so and we like to have long discussions. So please, the next speaker should come and connect the laptop while we're having the discussion section. And also today we are running a poster session. Those of you who have asked to have a short presentation, please come to see me or Tommaso during the coffee break. And we are going to have a poster session with short presentation of 1 minute each at 12. Then there is a reception on Tuesday, today. One in Cheese, I understand, with a series of van leaving here at 20 to 6. And on Wednesday, there's going to be a dinner in the KITP courtyard. And I think this is it for the announcement. And so we can switch this off. Now. Okay, I can invite the first speaker of the morning session, which is Paul Schechter.